Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think we're live now. Apologies for the wait. Welcome back to the FPL Winning Show. And today I'm joined by Gianni Buttice, and it's me, FPL Guns. How you doing,
Gianni? Hi, Ali. Hope you're good. Hope everyone in the chat is good. It's been a pretty bad start to the game week for me. But as always, we shouldn't get too caught up on mid-game week ranks. There's loads still to play for. Ali, the big decision this week was, do you buy Haaland? If so, who do you sell? So first question to you guys, and you guys in the chat, let us know. Did you buy and captain Haaland? Did you buy Haaland? And if so, anyone sell him for what? Sell Watkins for him or Solanke for him? Because obviously that was a big swing yesterday for Watkins, massive points.
Yeah, I didn't get Haaland either. So I'm with no Haaland at the moment, but I'm planning to get him in as soon as I can. Probably as soon as next game week. But for me, it didn't really make sense. We'll get into my team shortly, but it didn't really make sense after we got the news that Darwin will be doubling in game week 25. So my two options of selling were Watkins and Darwin.
Yeah.
And I couldn't really sell any of them because, you know, Watkins ahead of the good fixtures, and it would have been a disastrous game week for me because so highly owned Watkins scored 18 points yesterday, and I can't imagine the pain after seeing him his points and goal and assists. It would have been a really bad decision for me. So luckily I avoided it. I'm not sure how Haaland will turn over, but hopefully he won't score much.
Loads are going to be listening to this on their Monday morning commute. So we are recording this just to timestamp it for the podcast listeners before the Sunday games. But look, there's still so much to reflect on Saturday. And of course, it's always cool. We can still talk about the Monday night game because many will be listening before Monday night. I'm still not convinced Haaland starts, which I guess is why I didn't buy him. It's like there's a good chance he either plays 30 or 60. And either way, did I think Watkins and Solanke would outperform him? I guess I did. 290 minute men with good fixtures. So fingers crossed today that Solanke goes big. My plan next week, Ali, we'll see our teams and talk more in detail, but my plan is to get Haaland, obviously, for Solanke, but I just wanted to give Solanke that Forest at home fixture. I guess the other big decisions this week were always around benchings and who you're selling and who you're buying. Before we see our teams, guys, shout out to Fantasy Football Scout. If you haven't checked out the members area, then do so. Likes and subscribes would be really, really welcome, guys. So please do hit that like button this Sunday morning. It's been a terrible weekend for me. I've lost the days, lost my concentration. Ali, I had a bit of a clanger. I sold Pascal Gross just before the deadline. I saw the Liverpool double game week announcement and went, I'm going to convert Gross to Jota anyway. Do it next week or do it now? And because of price changes, and because I actually thought, and I did a poll on YouTube on my channel. I was polled who's going to get more game week points, Gross or Jota. 70%, like me, thought Jota would outscore Pascal Gross. Brighton was so bad against Luton, conceding 4. So good against Palace, scoring 4. Gross got 3 bonus. Of course he did. 2 assists, 11 points. I need Jota to step up today. But Pascal Gross and Brighton, so inconsistent, aren't they? Like, 1 week they concede four, the next week they score four.
The thing with Pascal Gross, he's a great player. I mean, he can play everywhere around the pitch. And good thing about him, he has a lot of avenues to point.
Yeah.
He can, you know, he has a good assist potential. He has a good shot on him. And I can't really expect him to score every point, every game week. He's not a player that, if I were you, I would have been a little bit more patient with him, but to have him at least for a couple of games.
He has to be a set and forget, doesn't he? He's someone that he's hard to predict his hauls because he's just one of those players that's got great underlying stats, always the creator. And he's just like, a bit like we've said in the past about players like Ward-Prowse, you've got to kind of have them for a longer stretch to see the benefits
rather than
they don't go on hot streaks. They're just always good, and always good players will score points against good and bad opposition.
I see the logic of getting Jota as well, because he's an out-of-position striker that is classified as a midfielder in FPL. And just like Richarlison, these guys are no-brainers. And I can't think of myself like going without them for too long, because seeing Richarlison or Jota scoring every week is just painful. And I can see the logic that you are motivated by. And that's exactly what I did last game week, because I brought in João Pedro for Jesus, and he just returned 10 points. You cannot really, guess when those points are coming, but João Pedro had a great fixture against Luton as well. And Luton, by the way, scoring four in back-to-back Premier League games against really good oppositions. Like Brighton, okay, they're not good defensively, but Newcastle at home, this is really impressive from Luton. Now, and I'm just glad to see the newly promoted teams doing so well.
Luton double in 25. We now know that. It's a hard double. Man United at home, and then in, what is it, Liverpool away, I think. But Man United at home, Luton go into that game with a good chance of keeping a clean sheet. Like, Luton are good, especially at home. They obviously blank in 26. So if you're buying Luton players, there is that caveat. But then we also think they're going to double in 28. There is a good chance both Bournemouth and Luton, the fixture that was postponed because of the Lockyer incident, sort of, what, an hour in, that fixture is now looking likely to drop into game week 28. And Fantasy Football Scout will keep you up to date with all fixture changes. I'm looking at someone like Bell, who's 3.9, and just like, if you need a kind of fifth defender that actually gets minutes and has some chance of clean sheets, then Bell is someone. I need to create 0.1. So selling Lascelles to Bell makes sense. But is worth noting Doherty for Luton. If you can afford 4.5 million in those two games we've just spoken about, he still picks up an assist every time. Like, he, I think, has had more successful crosses than anyone in the Premier League this season. He will get assists aplenty. So look, we've spoken a bit about Newcastle game, the Brighton game, Sheffield United 0, Aston Villa 5, Ali. If anyone was thinking maybe they're going to offload Ollie Watkins next week to get Haaland, you probably have to think again, don't you?
Absolutely. And knowing the United defence is quite leaky at the moment, I don't think there's a good chance of keeping it clean against Aston Villa away. It's a tough, tough fixture. And Villa, I'm still waiting for their dip in form, and it's not happening. I can't really see them challenging for, come the business end of the season, but still, they're impressive. I wouldn't say Sheffield were too much of a problem. Like, they didn't cause Villa any problem in that game. But again, kudos to Villa. They keep on, impressing all their, followers, watchers, and including me. So I'm not selling Watkins anytime soon.
Yeah, me neither. With a heavy heart, though, I'll probably have to sell Solanke. Solanke plays today, and many listening to this may have seen him in action. But are you comfortable? Firstly, Ali, do you own Solanke? And secondly, would you be comfortable selling, knowing he's probably going to have a double in 28? I would sell and have to buy back for 28. But Darwin is someone I just can't sell, knowing he also has a double and Burnley next week.
Yeah, Bournemouth and Solanke have improved a lot this year, and you can see that Solanke has matured a lot, and he's very composed in front of the goal, and he's not wasting a lot of chances comparing to previous years. He always had that potential, but I think he stepped up this year. And selling Solanke is a big question, is a big conversation topic, because all I've seen on YouTube, on X, everybody's talking about it. I don't have much love towards Bournemouth and Solanke. I like Bournemouth as a team. Their attacking output in the last 6 or 7 games is absolutely amazing. But selling Solanke ahead of, if you have him, you know, fair enough. You can keep him if you have, you know, good. He doesn't blank in 26, does he? So,
no.
He's a good filler. I'm not sure who they play in game 26. I'll look it up. But he's a good asset to have. He's on penalties. And in game 26, when most of our assets from Chelsea and Liverpool and Spurs will be absent due to the blank game week, I think we gotta have those 90-minute men ready to step up whenever, you know, teams need them.
Yeah. The final fixtures to go through from Saturday games. I don't want to talk about it because I don't own him. It's Richarlison and Spurs, mate. Again, is it 7-7 now? Like, it's painful. And I know I should have got him, and I was put off by thinking if Son comes back and he loses his spot or the blank, there was a few nagging down. And it wasn't that I thought it was a bad asset. I've always said that in the last few weeks. Richarlison's a really good buy for now. It was more the things I just mentioned, but also other good assets. Like, I wanted Jota. I wanted Gross a few weeks ago. I wanted Foden. But yeah, I've been blindsided there, and it was poor not to get on Richarlison. And the points in the last few weeks have been fine because he's been hitting sixes and sevens. Like, he's been scoring a goal but not getting bonus points and not getting a clean sheet point. Yesterday's was 15. This is different. Like, when he gets his sixes and sevens, it's fine because the guy you own instead might get that 6 or 7. But when a player gets 15 and you don't own him, it's very unlikely the guy you've got deputising for Richarlison, let's say it's Foden or Jota for me this week, they're not going to hit a 15. So, yeah, that hurts.
The reason I didn't get him because I thought the Spurs attack will be really, really, you know, a bit of a struggling without Son and Madison. But Madison just got back, and Son most likely will be playing in the final of the Asian Cup. But Spurs don't seem to, you know, struggle at all attacking wise, and that was a bad decision. Plus, as soon as we knew that Spurs and Chelsea will be blanking in game of 26, that was automatically putting me off Spurs and Chelsea assets, and yeah. I didn't really consider getting Richarlison because I had Liverpool to focus on, Man City to focus on, and it just. You know, it's backfiring badly, but you know what you can do. You can just play a game. For those that went on him early, really benefiting, you know, back-to-back points. I think 7-7. You said
something like that. It might be more. It might be 8-8. It's good.
Madison is back as well. He's a good option. You don't know what to do with Spurs defense because they keep conceding. But let's get into our teams and talk about them a little bit. You want to start first or should I go first?
Oh, mate, you go. You go. I don't want to see my team.
I'm in the same position then. So, I doubled my rank, I would say, because I was 700k. I have Dubrovka in goal, Pedro Porro, Estupiñan, who didn't start for some reason, Gabriel, who hasn't featured yet. I have Foden, Martinelli, Palmer, Kevin De Bruyne as a captain, and Garnacho in a starting 11. Two of my strikers are Darwin and Watkins. Watkins with a monster haul of 18 points, and Darwin is yet to play Arsenal. Darwin is... So my bench scored João Pedro. I didn't really know who to bench, and...
It was Garnacho or João Pedro, I guess.
It was Darwin versus João Pedro, because both of them were flagged. And... So I went with Darwin, but João Pedro, of course, punished me. If someone doesn't play, I'll get 8 points from the from
there's
my
a
bench.
Chance Foden's benched, mate. There's a chance Foden is benched. Like, I've benched Foden in my team, and Bernardo Silva missed the last game. Could he come in and play on the right and Foden drop to the bench? Maybe. The good thing about Pep at the moment is he doesn't use a ton of subs. So if Foden is benched and Man City are cruising, he won't come off. It's unlikely he'll come off the bench. So you could get lucky.
There's a big gap between games. I'm not sure like any of the first 11 of City needs rest because there are five days gap between two games. And
yeah. If I was a better man, I'd say Foden starts, to be fair. 60% likely.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. You never know with Pep. I mean, Pep Roulette is truly back, I would say, because there are a lot of games and I think he will be rotating and you can... Hopefully, Haaland doesn't punish us too much because my rank is already bad and I had a poor start as well, just like you. So, a lot to look forward to. I'm not sure whether I'll be keeping Estupiñán or Pedro Porro because I'll have to... I'm planning to bring in Trent Alexander-Arnold. And I'm not sure if I want to get rid of Gehi or Taylor because these are bench warmers and bench forwards. Pedro Porro, he's still... Odogie has been really catching the eye from Spurs defense because he scored last game. He scored... I think he gave an assist yesterday. Odogie is much more advanced at the moment because in the absence of Madison, I think Pedro Porro had more of a creative role on the right flank and he would
definitely
bomb in and, cross a lot, but at the moment I can see what I can see from the highlights of Spurs games. Udogie is just very, very advanced and he's a good attacking defender. I mean, what you can say, I don't own him and I'm not sure I'll be bringing him in, but Pedro Porro is likely to leave my team for Trent in the upcoming weeks.
Yeah, I mean, Porro's frustrating as always because you're not getting a clean sheet. So it's very much dependent on attacking returns. A lot of those attacking returns were dependent on set pieces. And he's still on some of the set pieces with Madison, but also the open play threat. The requirement of both Spurs fullbacks without Madison was to be the chief creators. Now Madison's back. There's still a bit of creative influence there, but not the same responsibility. So yeah, I look at Porro. And again, knowing he's not playing in 26, knowing I'll be wildcarding not long after, is there a chance he gets sold? Maybe. But Spurs do have some nice fixtures. And you just look at, home against Brighton, you're like, oh, he could turn up. And whilst the assist threat maybe isn't there with Madison in the team, the goal threat shouldn't change that much. Like, he should still get in positions to shoot. And we know he's got a great shot. So I'm hesitant to sell João Pedro, Pedro Porro, but he is... He is frustrating.
He's at that price point at the moment that... Do you think that no clean sheets justify that?
I don't know. I mean, Spurs are a funny one. They have got a good amount of clean sheets this season. Quite fortunately, it's not like we can write off the fact they're not going to get any clean sheets. They should still pick some up. Whether or not they do is another question. I don't know.
Even in the games that they kept a clean sheet, I mean,
they were lucky.
They were lucky, really lucky. Yeah. Because I think I remember the Manchester United game. They had so many chances to score in the first half that, it's not luck, of course. If you keep a clean sheet, it's a good defensive work, but they concede a lot of chances, and they have good fixtures as well. That's what putting me off. You cannot. One of those clean sheets would definitely come in maybe against Wolves or Brighton. You never know when you don't expect it. And they have a game against Crystal Palace in game 27 as well, just after the blank. It's a good defensive fixtures. I mean, it just... If I sell João Pedro to get Haaland next game week, I think I will need funds... elsewhere to get Trent, because the original plan of getting João Pedro was getting some funds in order to bring in Trent and then selling Watkins, either Darwin, one of two, but Darwin is not a sell at the moment and Watkins is just a tough one, so I might have to let João Pedro go and try to get funds elsewhere.
Haaland, we're recording Sunday morning. Haaland was due to rise Saturday night, didn't. There's a chance he goes up again tonight. He's at 14.1 as we record, but it could easily be 14.2. I've got the exact funds to go. Should we have a look at my team, Ali? I've got the exact funds to go Haaland to Solanke now. I'm going to be 0.1 short if Haaland does a price rise, which of course he will in the next couple of days. So I'm going to be taking a 4-point hit because I'm not willing to make that move crazy early. I'm not going to make that move before Haaland plays. Like, Haaland could get injured, whatever. Someone else could get injured and it changes. Like, Saka could get injured today. So yeah, I'm going to be selling Lascelles to Bell. And then I am pretty much looking at my team going, I'm not going to have Trent. Like, I'd love Trent. Don't get me wrong. I think Trent's amazing. I'd love him for a double, but I'm going to be going into a double game week of three Man City players, two Liverpool, Jota and Darwin, and one Luton. I won't have Tony and I won't have Trent. It's unfortunate, but we can't forget that Trent does blank in 26. So going into that game week with fewer Liverpool players, not owning Richarlison, only owning one Chelsea, I look at my 26 team and go, oh, actually, even with buying Bell, I will still have an 11 out with free transfers off the back of a 4-point hit this week. So I think I'm all right. I'm fairly well set. Obviously, no Trent's a bit scary, but that's what it is. There we go. Sukan says in the chat, cheer up, Johnny. Yeah, it's pretty clear that I'm not in the best of moods this morning. But yeah, it is what it is. And I don't want to talk too much about our team, knowing we've got so much to play for. Like, today is a massive game of FPL, and I'm conscious talking too much about it, knowing on podcast, loads will be listening to this after Sunday games. But Solanke, the Liverpool lads, if Jota and Darwin are combining for any goals against Arsenal, that'd be delightful. I'd be over the moon. Saka, Palmer. Foden benching could be scary, but I guess we should speak about De Bruyne, Ali, because we've both captained him. What's your take there? Like, we're backing him for 70 plus minutes, aren't we? And we're backing him to be, well, hopefully offset any Haaland points.
Oh, yeah. The thinking behind captaining KDB was that I didn't get Haaland first. I wasn't sure about Foden starting because he started too many games in the last couple of months, I believe. So the KDB was... you know what, there's a gambler's fallacy there, because once you captain in one game week and then, you know, switch the captaincy to someone else and then your captain gets the mega haul that you really, really were hoping for. So I'm hoping that KDB is my Watkins this game week, but we'll see, because, you know, we all know that we all like KDB because of his high ceiling. And in any given game, he can, you know, leave the pitch with three or four assists or a brace in his, you know. It just, for me, the other option for me was Palmer. And I wasn't sure that Wolves is, you know, they have conceded 4 to Manchester United last game, and it was an away game. It's an away game as well against Chelsea. And Chelsea, so it was 50-50, and I just trusted De Bruyne more.
Yeah. I was between De Bruyne and Solanke for me. They're the only two. I kind of took Watkins and Palmer out of the mix. But yeah, I think we just need Man City, hopefully, to score fairly early, because we all know Brentford at home are a good team. So it could be one of those nights which really is frustrating for Man City. And it's, you know, a late 1-0 win or a 1-1 draw. What we're hoping for is an early Man City goal. Brentford come and have a go. It becomes a bit of a basketball match, and we get 3, 4, 5 goals in the game, and City are responsible for 3 or 4 of them. I have no doubt, like, Tony's going to get chances. So a Brentford goal would be nice too. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Not only Haaland though, Ali, you're aware of his ownership, 100% plus. A lot have bought him in this week and captained him. Let us know in the chat if you have. Could really hurt us. Could really hurt us at any rank point, Haaland.
There's a quick question in the chat from Aman. He's asking about Trent Alexander-Arnold playing 2 games in game week 25. Because Bradley has been really good in the games that he played. And Gucci said that his father passed last night and he might miss a few. So what do you think of Bradley and what do you think of Trent's, you know, chances of starting both games in the double?
Yeah, I think it was interesting that Trent was eased back in. Klopp has been doing this of late. Like, we expected Trent to start the last game, but one, Bradley was playing so well, and two, Trent is so precious to them. And we saw it with Jota. I remember Jota getting loads of appearances off the bench before he came back into the 11. And Salah might be the same, everyone. Just for those that, when you know Salah's back available, expect a cameo or two. We've seen it with De Bruyne. We've seen it with Haaland. There's so many fixtures for these guys. Reoccurrence of injuries for main men are so important. Gucci, thank you for updating us. And you did put a message in our WhatsApp. Me, Ali and Gucci are all in my channel members' WhatsApp. He's such a young lad. It's such devastating news. I would be surprised if he was even in the squad. I mean, you never know. And different people deal with grief in different ways. Some like to carry on with work, and this is work for Bradley, and welcome that distraction. But I wouldn't be surprised, regardless of what he wanted to do, if Klopp just said, you're stepping out of the limelight today because you've got a lot going on. So I expect Trent to start today. And Trent, when he's fit, can play three football matches a week. He has shown us this. And I know the double is not long off the back of an injury, but it's not exactly days later, it's weeks later. So I expect Trent to feature in pretty much every minute now. And even when Bradley's fit, if Bradley is in the 11, it won't be at the expense of Trent. It will be a way of combining both. Like, Trent is clearly in the first 11.
It's a good point. And you're assuring me of getting Trent, so I'll have to get him funds somewhere else in order to bring him in before Burnley.
Yeah. Ali, I was actually looking at Bradley maybe as someone I was going to buy. I have that third Liverpool spot open. I can't afford more than 5 million on a defender. Like, if I was to sell, say, a Stupinan, or even if I sell Lascelles, I was looking originally, I was thinking Lascelles to Bradley. Bradley has gone up. What I needed to see was Bradley starts with Trent in the team. One, that might not have ever happened. We don't know if it's one or the other or both. And two, now with Bradley's father passing, I can't assume he'd even be in the squad. So yeah, we'll know more later. So yeah, that's a little intro to both of our teams, guys. Hopefully you've enjoyed this morning's chat. Sunday mornings are a nice little regular slot for us now. I'm enjoying our Sunday morning chats, even off the back of Red Arrows. It's always good to put things into perspective and actually hearing things like, you know, the Bradley news. It's like, don't be moaning about your Arrow. Like, let's think about the real world here. And we're all very fortunate a lot of the time. So yeah, I'm looking forward to today's football, mate. I would love to see goals in that Liverpool Arsenal game. What's your prediction there?
2-1 Arsenal.
Oh, is that as an Arsenal fan, or is that actually what you think will happen? Is that your bias, or do you really fancy Arsenal today?
I believe in the game against Liverpool at Anfield, Liverpool didn't really have a lot of, you know, chances. It was a 50-50 game, I believe. Maybe slightly Liverpool edged it in the game in terms of the possession and big chances. But at home to Arsenal is always, you know, strong. And against the big teams in the last couple of years, I think I'm positive. And it's a bad thing as an Arsenal fan, because if you're really confident in your team, that's when you get surprised. But I'm positive about this game, so
I don't mind what the result is. I don't really care what the result is, but I want goals. That's all I need. If it's a 4 or 5 or 6 goal game, Jota and Darwin, if they're on the pitch, should be involved at some point. Fingers crossed. Guys, thank you so much for watching. Hit the like button on your way out. That'd be awesome. And of course, subscribe to Scout. If you haven't already, follow FPL Guns. That is Ali on Twitter. Follow me on YouTube, the Gianni Baticci YouTube show with lives and pre-recorded content. Go check that out. I'll put my hello I'm putting in the chat. You can click on my name and click follow. Guys, thank you so much for watching. We'll be back. Scout will be back with loads of content throughout the week, every day. Expect one, if not two, videos on this channel. Guys, we'll see you on the other side. Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.